regarding the president of the Australian Conference. July 25, 1892. Sister Daniels has ideas that are not correct. She has great confidence in her experience and takes to herself the credit of molding and fashioning her husband. But had she never married him, would his life have been a failure? No, for the Lord has a watch care over everyone who can be used in his work. In taking the credit of making Brother Daniels what he is, Sister Daniels dishonors God. When, a few weeks since, I was asked as to who I thought should be president of the Australian Conference, great was the astonishment shown when I presented the name of Elder Daniels. The names of W.C. White, Elder Curtis, and Elder Tenney were presented by the brethren, but I said, "No, there are objections in each case. From the light given me, Elder Daniels is the best man for the place. If he walks humbly with God, he will learn of Jesus, the greatest teacher the world has ever known. He has faults to overcome. He is easily discouraged and often looks on the dark side if his plans are interfered with. But precious truth will be opened to him, truth which will change the testimony he bears to the people. He is frequently filled with self-distrust, though at times, when he has taken his position, he shows a tenacity which reveals an unwillingness to give up his own ideas. In this he errs." "Well," they said, "we have never given Elder Daniels credit for possessing such a disposition. We thought he was full of self-exaltation, possessing very little humility. We are surprised." I answered, "You see not as God sees. He is watching Elder Daniels, and if Elder Daniels will trust wholly to God, surrendering himself to his guidance, the Holy Spirit will guide his mind. The Lord will provide him with counselors who will encourage and sustain him." Then the brethren said, "If he is made president of the conference, be assured that his wife will largely control matters. We know what we know." I answered, "God will take care of that part of the matter. He understands how to manage his own work. He does not trust this work to any man. He sees and understands every movement made in his cause. We are not orphans. God is our tender, pitiful Father, and every believing child is the object of his special care. The words I speak to you are not my words, but the words of God." They said, "We should not have so great an objection to putting Elder Daniels in as president of the conference if it were not for his wife. But if he is president, the conference will be managed by Sister Daniels, and to this we seriously object." I said, "It may appear to you so, but I understand the whole matter from first to last, for God has opened it before me. Elder Daniels must have wise helpers, with whom he is to counsel, and whose advice he is to respect. No conference is to be controlled by one man. Elder Daniels is not to be made a king, to rule over God's people. God's mold, not man's, is to be placed on the work. He is to control. Neither Elder Daniels nor his wife are perfect. Sister Daniels has many things to learn. She is to take her hands off her husband, allowing God to do the molding and fashioning. I assure you that Sister Daniels will not control the conference." Then, the brethren said, "We shall see a state of things different from what we have seen in the past." They came to me a second time about the matter, saying, "We cannot see what you see. We do not object to Elder Daniels, but we do object to Sister Daniels. He accepts her as his educator, and she will teach him how to manage the conference." I said, "I have told you my mind. Now you must go to God for yourselves and ask him to give you wisdom. I know that Elder Daniels is not altogether fitted for the position. He will need to learn constantly of Christ,
gaining a practical knowledge of what it means to stand firm in God, unaffected by the prejudices, preferences, and opinions of his wife. I have confidence, my brethren, that you will make a right decision, because Christ stands at the helm. If we have the truth in the heart, we shall practice the principles of truth.